Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor as we roll on in college football season. A pretty defining Saturday this past weekend. We saw a lot of action in college football from the SEC to other teams nationally. Ranked high in the college football playoff poll, Clemson took care of business against Florida State. Alabama with a very impressive 14-point win over LSU. Other teams also made a statement Saturday, including Notre Dame won. Several other highly ranked teams also won. And TCU was knocked off by Oklahoma State by a wide margin in Stillwater. So a lot of shakeup. And so I'll start this show today by asking the college football professor, after week 10 or 10 weeks in college football, who do you have in your top four?
Well, I think, Jacob, there again, it's hard to get it down to four right now, but I would say that Ohio State and Clemson and Alabama are pretty well there.
Yeah, and I think those four.
And then I think between Oklahoma State, I kind of would favor Oklahoma State at this point. Oklahoma State, Baylor, Notre Dame, that would be the ones that are lurking on the edge.
Do you think Ohio State has a stigma like Florida State did last year of just winning these games, but they're not doing it overly impressively, and they're not playing a tough schedule, so it's hard to measure them against the others. You think we could see them slip maybe to four in this thing and just hang on like Florida State did last year?
I think the difference will be that while that they are doing like Florida State in that sense, but I think them having won it last year, I know you're not supposed to talk about this year from last year, but it cannot help but have impact.
That's true, but now, remember, Florida State won it the year before in 2013, and they continued to slide last year. But I think you're right. I also think another thing that helps Ohio State, they have Michigan State next. They have Michigan after that, and then they have a Big Ten championship game against probably Iowa, which may be undefeated. So a lot of still remaining on the Big Ten schedule. In fact, we'll get into some numbers here really quickly. I'll get your reaction to this. I ran the numbers myself to talk about the team's remaining winning percentage of their opponents. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but the winning percentage of each team in the top 10 and what they're winning, and this is how it came out. And I factored in championship games that would be Alabama, Florida, Ohio State, Iowa, Stanford, Utah, and Clemson, North Carolina, just for the sake of argument. Oklahoma has the highest. Their opponents have the highest winning percentage. Ohio State next, 81%. Baylor also 81%. Alabama fourth at 77%. That's not taking into account the 8-1 FCS team that they play, but I just took in FBS opponents there. 75%. Stanford next. Oklahoma State 73%. LSU 64%. Utah 63%. Florida 56%. Iowa 51%. Notre Dame 50%. And Clemson 47%. Now that's even with the North Carolina, which would be a championship game there. So Clemson not a whole lot left on their schedule. Notre Dame, I think that hurts Notre Dame. What they have left, they have Wake Forest, I think, and one other team, maybe Syracuse, and then they have the Stanford Cardinal at the end of the year. But they don't have enough to me to catapult them into that Final Four if there are other teams that play championship games. What do you think?
I agree with that, and I do think that at this point that Ohio State, even though they have not played the schedule to this point, they're going to have to win their way in. That's
no question.
That's in front of them, and I think the same thing is true with Baylor and with Oklahoma State. I think they've got to win the say of in. And you'd have to say that that the University of Oklahoma is not out of this thing either. If they were to win out, that means they would beat Oklahoma State and Baylor and TCU. So that would be quite a daunting accomplishment. So really we're looking at the Big 12, the team that comes out of the Big 12. And the team, if Alabama comes out of the Southeastern Conference, and if Ohio State were to come out, that's three pretty well locked down because of what they've got in front of them.
Let's move on now to this weekend, and we have some big games. A couple of more top teams playing top teams, and top teams on the road playing games against ranked opponents. So we'll get right into it. We'll also talk about SEC games, a few of those that we want to discuss as well. But we'll start with a couple of interesting games that I want to get your take on. We'll start with number 3, Ohio State at Illinois. This is their last, I guess, easy game, I guess you would call it. They're on the road there in Champaign. Any chance the Buckeyes struggle this weekend?
I can't see it. In fact, I don't have a lot of confidence in Illinois, But I think Ohio State will win and win handily.
TCU and Michigan State both lost. Here they are. They have Kansas and Maryland, respectively. I mean, there's no chance either one of those goes down.
No,
right?
That's right.
All right. Ohio, Florida State gets North Carolina State. Of course, as we know, Florida State virtually eliminated from playoff competition. Notre Dame, Wake Forest, any chance the Demon Deacons can give the Irish game?
No.
No. Clemson is on the road at Syracuse. Is again, a Syracuse team with a losing record. Clemson.
Well, Clemson would have a bigger challenge, in my opinion, than does Florida, than does Clemson. Right. Syracuse is a more formidable opponent than Wake Forest. That's what I'm saying. So Clemson has a little bit more problematic of possibly losing.
Sure.
But I don't see it happening. But I think the greater chance is because Syracuse has a little salt.
Oklahoma State is at Iowa State. We saw Iowa State last week get rolled by Oklahoma, but who knows? They could show up again this year, this week differently, and Oklahoma State could be on that high from last week. This may be a dangerous game for the Cowboys.
Well, the problem is that Iowa State just doesn't have the team they've had, in late, even though they didn't, you know, set the world on fire last year or the year before. But they don't seem to be quite as good as they have been in the last couple of years.
Memphis lost by 15 to Navy this past weekend, ending their any hopes they had, which were faint at best, to get to the playoff. They play at Houston this weekend, and what's an interesting game. Who do you like in this game?
It all depends on Memphis' quarterback. They've got Lynch is really a good quarterback.
Sure.
But I see Houston maybe being just a little bit better. But I think this will be quite a test for either one of them.
The Hawkeyes of Iowa keep plodding along. They get Minnesota at home this weekend.
Minnesota's going down.
Yeah.
And so I don't see any way that they would beat Iowa. Minnesota's one of those teams, Jacob, that just seemed that they hadn't learned how to win a game. They played pretty well at times, but they just don't know how to win.
Utah at Arizona. This is a late game Saturday night on Fox Sports 1. Utah still in that, I guess, if they were to win the Pac-12 championship. But this is I don't know. I kind of like Arizona in this game. I don't know.
Well, that may be. But the problem with Arizona is that it seems like they're trending down rather than up. But they could come and, you know, play the game that they hadn't played. You know, they hadn't been playing. They've got the ability to win this game. I would kind of favor Utah, though.
A couple of non-conference SEC games we'll talk about before we get to the big ones. Tennessee plays North Texas. I believe Tennessee will have no problem with a 1-7 North Texas team. Texas A&M plays FCS Western Carolina. So those games. Missouri, of course, we talked about Missouri, or Missouri's been in the news of late, but they go to Arrowhead Stadium to play a 7-2 BYU team. I guess because of the distractions and all, I like BYU in this game.
Well, I would have liked BYU without this.
Sure.
This things going haywire for Missouri because, BYU's a good football team.
They're 7-2. They're rolling along quite nicely.
And they've played some pretty hefty opponents.
All right, number 10, Florida. Now, they struggled with Vanderbilt, getting a 9-7 win this past weekend. They're on the road this week at South Carolina. They've won the East. There's nothing left for them to do as far as getting to Atlanta. Here they are in a dangerous game against the South Carolina team on the rise. I think Florida better be real careful this weekend.
They better be ready to play because South Carolina will. Seems like South Carolina's playing with a little bit more juice.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised if South Carolina didn't win the game.
Very interesting. Georgia is playing at Auburn. Of course, Georgia can't find a quarterback. Auburn may have found two. They had Jeremy Johnson play pretty well the other night against Texas A&M in their first SEC West win in a long time. But they get the Georgia Bulldogs. This is an 11 a.m. start, which doesn't favor Auburn. This is a toss-up kind of game. I guess I like Auburn at home slightly, but it could go either way.
Georgia has a lot of talent on their defense, and some games that talent hadn't shown up. But if they play to their capabilities, I would think Georgia would win the game. But Georgia, one week they play to their capabilities, next week they look like they don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah, and think about this, Professor. Before the season, we were talking about Georgia and Auburn and how this game could be a huge game in the landscape of college football, the SEC West, and the playoff. And now these teams' combined record are 11-7, and then neither one of them are ranked. And this is an early morning game. It tells you something about our preseason expectations. Sometimes we put the wrong predictions out there, don't we?
Well, I don't know whether they're going to, you know, play Aaron Murray at quarterback at Georgia or not. No, according to whether he plays, whether they will really have a good chance.
Aaron Murray, a long since gone from there. Kentucky, Vanderbilt, both of these teams would like to get to a bowl. I think Kentucky has a legitimate shot at doing that. Vanderbilt, not so much. But this is a big game for him.
I agree with that. I wouldn't even venture to say who's going to win this game.
I'll tell you who's not out of the college football playoff by a long shot, and that's LSU. They, of course, lost the game to Alabama. But if Alabama were to slip up somewhere, including the championship game, there's LSU with one loss if they can win out. And they have three quality opponents, starting this weekend with Arkansas at home Saturday night in Death Valley. Who do you like in this game?
Well, I think LSU will win the game, but Arkansas is really, they're unpredictable, but I would not want to play them because when they come out, those hogs, they can really go wild, and they're a mean bunch.
They are, and after playing an Alabama game that's very physical, Arkansas is very physical, and this could be a tough test for LSU. We saw them last year after they played Alabama and lost. They got absolutely creamed by Arkansas, so we'll see if the same thing holds true this year.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, Jacob, if we don't see Fournette having a really good game.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Arkansas's defense showed some holes the other night against Ole Miss. Okay, the big game in the SEC, and then we'll get to the big game nationally, and that is number 4, Alabama, on the road at number 20, Mississippi State. This game, obviously, Alabama coming off of the huge win at home, a lot of emotion in that game, but this is a team, Mississippi State, that's ranked very high in the college football playoff poll and is very physical after a physical game. So, does Alabama win this game, and if so, by how much?
I think Alabama will win, but I think it'll be a pretty close game. I wouldn't venture on points. I just think it's going to be a hard-fought game. Listen, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, that's a mean bunch of dogs, and they're big and strong, and they can really give you a lot of trouble, and they have an outstanding player in their quarterback.
Yeah.
He is really good. He's a good runner, good passer, and he just leads the team. He is the heart and soul of that
team. No question. It'll be incumbent upon that Alabama front seven to make life miserable for Dak Prescott on Saturday, as they've done for a lot of quarterbacks in the league, and also not let him run outside. But if he does, if he can find success, and especially passing, because you're not going to run much on Alabama, then it could be an interesting game and a long day for the Tide.
He's a very good passer. I mean, he can.
And he's got good receivers to throw to. I mean, yes, DeRonnie Wilson.
Wilson is, I think, one of the best in the conference.
Number 15, Oklahoma at number 6, Baylor. This is a late game Saturday night on ABC. This is a college football playoff defining game. Oklahoma trying to work back up there. Baylor hasn't lost yet. But this is their biggest test by far. Who do you like in this game?
I like Oklahoma. That is if they play their game. Now, if Oklahoma comes in and decides, well, we're going to try to outscore Baylor, then I think Oklahoma might lose the game. But they can, if Oklahoma comes in and plays it right and play in their wheelhouse of power football, and then they've got a good passing game. But if they play a smart game, I think Oklahoma's got the players to win this game.
So any big college football playoff shaking events this weekend? We ran down the games, and you don't see many upsets.
No, I think the Oklahoma Baylor game will have a big impact. But let me tell you a team that I think could cause problems before the year's over, and that's the University of North Carolina. They're really playing good football. They've got a good football team, and they could cause problems before this thing's over. And then we're going to see what happens between Notre Dame and Stanford in the future. And then, of course, as we've said, Alabama's got some tough games ahead of them. Ohio State's got tough games ahead of them. So we just don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma State is not the team that comes out of the Big 12.
Yeah, and you're right. This is a big weekend for that, for the Big 12, as it will be every single weekend remaining. And North Carolina, I think you're right. They are 8-1 right now, and they keep rolling toward that ACC championship matchup. hypothetically, with Clemson. But it looks like that'll be who they're playing. Well, for the College Football Professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. That's this Week 11 preview. Next week we'll have another preview as we get ready for the rivalry week in 2 weeks. I can't believe we're already there in Thanksgiving and all that means. And then championship weekend, and we'll know who's in that Final Four. We'll chronicle it all here at BunnSports.com. For the College Football Professor, again, I'm Jacob Bunn. We will see you next week.